Fantasy Edge with Richard Seville and Dennis Sosik.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Edge. I am Richard Seville, fantasysixpack.net. Joining me shortly, Dennis Sosik, also of fantasysixpack.net. Today we're going to be completing the, what we were talking about last week. We finished at the, just doing half of the rookies, the quarterbacks and the running backs. So we'll finish off the new rookies and how they're looking. I watched some of the preseason, so we'll be talking about that. And first we'll get to the news. And in order to do that, I have to introduce Dennis. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Hello. Love that intro. How are you doing, Richard?
Yeah, I know. Quite funny.
How was your weekend?
It was quietly watching some food. It was quite hot here, and quite a hot weekend. And summertime turns to September quite soon.
Football time.
Yeah, football time. Watched a couple of the games, and afterward, I didn't watch them as they were live. I kind of watched them. I watched them afterward. I don't really watch a lot of. I can't remember the last time I watched a live preseason game.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Yeah. I went to the Fantasy Football Expo this past weekend in Canton. Met with the guys at Fantasy Six Pack. Had a fantastic time. It was wonderful. Adult beverages and talking about fantasy football all weekend. It's kind of hard to beat. So it was a good time with the guys.
Yeah. Speaking of beverages, I better open up my water to get us just so I don't. Get dry and choke up on any of the on my words here. There we go. There we go. Let's start off with the news, and some of this news has something to do with the games that were played on the weekend. And the one that I'm going to pick out from the looking at the Sports Edge at NBC Sports Edge. One thing those guys had a little blurb was that the Athletics' Nate Taylor left Ronald Jones off his 53-man projection for the Kansas City roster. And I wonder if that has something to do with what he saw. And I saw it too, because I watched, I don't know if I watched the highlights or whether I watched the 40-minute, whatever, but I watched enough to see that Jones has fallen on the depth chart with each passing week. He finished Saturday's game with only one receiver. He was terrible, Dennis. He didn't break a single he wasn't good. He didn't break a single tackle and didn't display a burst with the ball in his hands. Absolutely correct. The backup fantasy manager should be targeting rookie Isaiah Pacheco. And you mentioned that. I put him up in my rankings as a result. I've got a lot of adjusting to do in my rankings after this weekend. Because I've seen some crazy things. And it also says Taylor has also Jerick McKinnon making the roster over Jones. I believe that. McKinnon's not bad. McKinnon's good.
No. Yeah, he did wonderful for him at the end of last year. He was a godsend for them last year when in the playoffs. He was running with some steam, and for a little guy, he has a lot of burst. So he was making a lot of plays for them. The CH was hurt, and Darrell Williams was hurt at during the playoffs. He stayed and got them further in the playoffs than I think they would have obviously without him. So he's a good player. He's a good situational player, but. Ron Jones, that's kind of disappointing. I took a shot of him in a couple drafts I did have already. Now I'm obviously regretting it because, like you said, he didn't look that good. And he's getting fruit on a depth chart. He probably won't be making the team. So he has opportunity there, which really is disappointing. He figured he would step up and take the bull by the horns, but he's obviously not willing or able to do that.
Yeah, well, it was the story in Tampa Bay. And they gave him full chance. You can't argue with the chances he got in Tampa Bay. They gave him the ball, but I don't know. He was a kind of a hyped up rookie when he came in. There was a bit of hype surrounding him. Not a lot of hype, but there was some hype. People were drafting him based on kind of the reasons like people are that draft rookies that are of note. Other news, Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson are dealing with soft injuries and are being held out of practice. So, McVay didn't make either injury sound major, But those are words you don't want to hear. Someone might, you might potentially draft in a fantasy league. Yeah, this right. is Akers. Again, it always seems to be after, I know they brought him back in he was actually a surprise return to the Rams, late in the season. They didn't think, they thought he was going to be out for the entire season. He might have come back too soon. He was somewhat effective for the Rams, I think. I mean,
that's maybe being very kind. He wasn't, I don't think he was that good. He was just a body bag there. He didn't make kind of an impact. You know, no. He averaged like less than 3 yards a carry when he was playing. So when he came back, like you said, I agree with you. I think he came back too soon, but he wanted to be there for the team. But he wasn't very effective. They really didn't have anybody else because Henderson was hurt again. He seems like he's always hurt, but when he does play, he's productive. But you know, he can't be productive on the bench. So it's worrisome to see both of them dealing with stuff already, and it's it hasn't even hit September yet. So makes me wonder.
At times in the playoffs, that Sony Michel looked like the better back.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Yeah. I'm surprised they moved on from him, but
and they got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So. Well, maybe another rookie, Kyren Williams, will step up there and be something. You know, he's a dark horse player to pick up at the end of your draft. Yeah. Never know with that backfield.
Right, and at the top of the news here at Fantasy Sport at Sports Edge. Currently, Ramondre Stevenson is practicing in the James White role. Well, as we know, we talked about James White retiring. And Ramondre Stevenson looks like, in the Belichick system of things. The James White role, as we discussed, was a great and fantasy productive role. I think we talked about that James White was a guy that could win you a fantasy league down the stretch, but I'm still not happy about the New England backfield. Belichick just doesn't believe in three down back type of Bruce. He kind of likes it's not exactly what I would call a committee, but it sort of is a committee. It's kind of like Belichick sort of plays it like game plan. You sort of like rotates. You don't know who's going to be the big running back of the week until that first series. You can tell, all right, okay, so this is what Belichick's doing for this game, I still think Ramondre Stevenson is a guy you draft, and same with Damian Harris, of course.
Right.
So,
it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to pick. Like you said, it's kind of hard to pick the right one. But you know, Stevenson was getting a lot of buzz before. Before James White retirement. And then now, because of, the buzz he was getting, I was, shooting up the draft boards. Now he's becoming more of maybe kind of fade him because he's getting too piped up, So now his draft cap was going so high that maybe, you're going to get burned by drafting him too high, buying too much of the hype. And then, what they're going to do is get by the Harris all every game, you don't know. So I love Stevens. I love his talent. And if he's in that James White role, he's fantasy gold in the PPR league. His ceiling is very high, but you don't know for sure. But I picked Stevens in a couple of leagues already that I'm hoping that he chimes through in a PPR league. So I'll be crossing my fingers every Sunday.
Yep. One last item before we move on to other things. Melvin Gordon returned to full practice Monday. Those Javonte people. It's just so terrible that Javonte Williams just waiting to unleash the beast. It feels like that, almost feels like that Derrick Henry thing, You know how Derrick Henry always had somebody ahead of him, and it's just, But they're doing it in Denver. But I'm not saying, like, Melvin Gordon's good still. I mean, there's gas in the tank there. There's no question about that, but.
He's very productive.
Yeah, he's very productive.
I love Javonte, but you can't shy away from Gordon. He produces.
He produces, and you can draft him.
Right, absolutely.
And Javonte Williams, well, as much as you think that he is the 1A, you don't know who's going to be the 1A or 1B. We haven't seen enough preseason, but I did manage to see, like, what we were talking about, Isaiah Pacheco, which we made mention of, and I also wanted to see the Bears to see who was out there for the Bears, and it looks like Darnell Mooney is the guy in on that yeah. offense. And also Khalil Herbert actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good back. I like him.
I think David Montgomery is dealing with a slight issue. He could have probably played, but the Bears kept him on the sidelines and let Khalil Herbert do the early work. That said, they kept Mahomes out there for quite a while. He was spreading the ball around to nobody really notable. I can't remember some of the names there were some new names that I saw out there. I didn't see Sky Moore doing anything. I think they've kept him out, but I don't know. But maybe they didn't. I just missed the number or something. But I seem to recall number 10 of the Chiefs that kind of impressed me. I'm just going to try and find out who that is.
I'm not sure.
Let me see. Well, I'll just look up their depth chart and that might come to me. Bear with us, folks. You know, we got to look up these things sometimes. I know how to get the Chiefs. I just have to look up Patrick Mahomes and I'll get the Chiefs. There we go. And then I'll look at the depth chart and see if I can see the guy who I'm thinking of. Number 10, Isaiah Pacheco himself. He was the guy. Yeah, he looked good.
Yeah, he looked good. How about that?
How about that? There he is. Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, I've talked about him to death, and he's rising star. Did you see, before I get to another game, did you watch anything in particular, or have you?
Yeah, I watched a little bit here and there. Like I said, I was at the expo, and they had the games on. I was watching it. You know, one thing that I noticed, I think it was pretty significant, was the issue with Antonio Gibson. Mm-hmm. He fumbled and they yanked him right away. And Brian Robinson came in and he played a lot. He played more snaps with the first team than Gibson. And then, Gibson got kind of shifted to the backups. And, Brian Robinson is, a plotter. He's, short yardage goal line guy, but, he could take the air out of the ball for, that team and, help their defense as well. I mean, the defense is very good, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a lot more maul, especially if Gibson is continuing his fumbling ways. It seems like he's always had a fumbling problem.
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to see his stats on fumbling. But Gibson looked good. I mean, he was actually a surprise last season. A lot of people didn't think he would do very well, but he came through. Or was his rookie season the previous year? Oh man, I'm losing track of time.
No, this is his third year now.
This is his third year, right? Or fourth? That's right.
Yeah.
Who else how bad we are at football? We just can't remember when players entered the league.
We got to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true. I mean, they can be forgiven for that because who else? You try doing fantasy football writing every year. See how you like it.
Nice.
Yeah. Other game I watched, and I watched this in particular. I made particularly focused on this game because I picked two sleepers for Fantasy Pros. They did their survey and they wanted, and the guy there who I forget his name, he asked me to could you do a write up? I says, well, I was thinking, well, they didn't want a write up for this. And this guy, this guy emails me and says, okay, we want a write up for this, but he wanted me to email it instead of using the platform. It was just kind of unusual, but I did it anyway. And I thought, well, what can I do for a write-up? I'll make a particular, emphasis of watching, the Seahawks and the Steelers, preseason game. And so I watched the 40 minute version of that and, put my scouting cap on and took a look to see what was going on. Actually, Trubisky, Rudolph and, Pickett, they all put up some good highlights, but the crowd in Pittsburgh, they were all in for Pickett. They want Pickett. So I don't know. It doesn't, like, I had Mitch Trubisky as one of my sleepers and I'm kind of thinking, but in fairness to Trubisky, he had the harder road because, he was out there first quarter where all the, Seahawks have their best defenders. Yeah, they got their muscle out there, right? And so Trubisky had that. I mean, you know, Pickett played in the second half when the Seahawks are, you know, they've got the, you know, the B and C team out there, right? So
right.
And but all three played. Rudolph played, you know, quite well. But it was the crowd's reaction to Pickett when he came out on the field. I thought, oh, great. I got this wrong. Pickett's good. Yeah, Pickett's going to be the guy here. So I kind of goofed that up. On the Seahawks side of it, I thought it was interesting. Actually, the Seahawks running game. Geno Smith wasn't too bad. I mean, preseason game, but you know, he was getting the ball out there. You didn't see Metcalf or Lockett. They weren't playing, but they did play the top running backs I had out there, which is like Ken Walker and it was weird because they played Travis Homer and Ken Walker, sort of a 1A, 1B tandem. I don't really know who was the 1A or 1B. I mean, it's just like, it kind of looked like at times Travis Homer looked quite good. And at times, Ken Walker looked quite good. And then later in the game, you know, you saw the deeper guys like, which was DJ Dallas and Darwin Thompson there. They played good too for the catches they got, the touches they did. I was quite impressed with DJ Dallas, especially, Darwin Thompson. He only got a couple of, but in one carry, you know, he broke a couple of tackles, and I thought, oh, good, good. So the Seahawks backfield, nothing wrong with it. Problem is, that is a committee going to be, no doubt, and when Rashad Penny gets back. So I still have Ken Walker as a sleeper, but I don't feel so confident about him being a sleeper with, I don't know, it seemed like Travis Homer played just as well as he did, and maybe even a little better. But I think that may be to do with Homer's experience. Homer has that. A little bit of, you know, he's got some experience behind him now. So that might be part of the reason. But whenever it comes to running backs, I'm really not looking at what they're breaking. When it comes to running backs, I'm kind of looking at how are they blocking? Because that's what coaches like.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. You don't want to get your quarterback killed.
Yeah, especially when you've got Geno Smith back there.
Yes.
You want to give him all the help he can get.
Absolutely. That's for sure.
So that's a case in point. And, Drew Lock, he played in the second. Drew Lock, I don't know. Drew Lock's too slow. I can see they're going with Geno. At least Geno has some wheels, you know? I mean, Drew Lock, you see him running and you compare to Geno and it's no contest. So, but I still don't like Geno because Geno's notoriously inaccurate. And I don't know. Geno's not I don't know. He's good and experienced, but, experienced at being mediocre.
At best, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. He's a mediocre quarterback, and that's being kind.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the best of the worst in with that equation there in Seattle. That's why I was afraid to draft Metcalf or Lockett in any leagues, because I'm not sure who's going to throw to him and how accurate they're going to be and what you're going to get out of them. So I steered away from both of those receivers as much as I could. Mm-hmm. I don't think I got any share of any of them anywhere. So yeah. I'm not sad about it either. To be honest with you. I saw some of the Jacksonville Jaguars play, and I was I wanted to see Travis Etienne, you know, how he looked out there, and he looked very good. I think, you know, he's someone that I'm, you know, kind of eager to draft in a PPR format. You know, James Robinson is supposed to be coming back too, but I think Etienne will be the guy that you want in that backfield. And you know, surprisingly, another blast from the past player that played a lot of snaps was Laquon Treadwell, receiver. Yeah, he came in, you know, played I think most of the snaps with Trevor Lawrence, and you know, he was actually very good at the end of the year. So I, you know, everyone's looking at, you know, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, you know, who I like. But Treadwell is kind of like the guy on the outside looking in. And I, you know, but he has a rapport with Lawrence that, you know, shouldn't be overlooked. I think I'd be, you know, deep, deep, deep leagues and, you know, best ball too. Yeah. I'd take a shot with Treadwell, see what he could, if he's still up to, you know, what he played like at the end of last year. take a shot.
Any LaVisca Chenault sightings?
No, very rarely. That's your guy from last year, I remember. You loved him.
Yeah, I did. Well, he's a good player because he kind of looked like a poor man's his name from the 49ers.
Is that Debo?
Debo, yeah. Poor man's Debo.
Yeah, it might be a stretch, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, he hasn't done anything yet, so we'll see what he can do.
I'm not hopeful. He's way down. He's way down in my ranks.
I agree.
You know, when you don't produce, you get off the ship, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
until they prove it. I mean, I've seen some.
Absolutely.
I've seen post-hype guys do it, and but he's definitely post-hype now.
Yeah. Couple of times.
Yeah. Okay. Moving right along. Let's get into the rest of these rookies. The rookies, wide receiver rookies. Let me just get up my list of rankings. I guess the highest ranked rookie in my rankings that I have is. Let me see. The highest ranked rookie that I have. Wow. I'm past number 35. Oh, Sky Moore. Yeah, we can talk about him. Yeah, Sky Moore. Okay. We'll find out what he did. He caught three passes. So he was out there. He caught three passes for 23 yards. 3 of 3. He didn't see his ton of playing time. That's why I probably didn't see him. It's because I only, I spent my time just, glossing over a lot of things. But he caught three passes. And what's your thought about Sky Moore? Do you think he'll make a splash? Or I know that you like Juju. I don't.
Yeah.
But I think Sky Moore is the guy. I will say, grudgingly, I have Juju ranked ahead of him at 33, WR33. Since Tyreek left, I'm not really keen on Mahomes' weapons, except for Kelsey, of course. But I'm really not keen on the weaponry he's got on the downfielder guys.
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly early when you were sort of talking about that game. It was that Mahomes spread the ball a lot, through all his receivers. I think you're going to see that all season with, Schuster, Sky Moore, MVS, of course, Kelsey, his running back. So you're going to see him. He's not going to be geared just to throw the ball up to, Tyreek like he used to. I think it's going to be a little bit more developed offense. So, and, Sky Moore, hopefully he can, have some big splash plays for the Chiefs. They need someone that can stretch the field. MBS can, but you want Sky Moore to be there, to be that guy as well. They drafted him to be that guy, so let's see what he can do.
He did try to hit my MBS. I didn't notice that in the game.
There you go. See,
he did try to hit him. Yeah,
you're gonna see those at least a couple of shots a game. Yeah, you gotta try it. And MBS is good at those.
He was trying to work Mecole Hardman as well. So there's the Hardman question that we have to sort out.
Right.
But as for besides Kelsey, I don't know who gets 1,000 yards. Is it possible? I mean, there's no question that Mahomes can support 2 1,000-yard people.
Yeah, agreed. But yeah, you're going to have a lot of guys, touch the ball there, which is, I think, better for that offense and better for Mahomes, too, because he won't have that tunnel vision. Just go to, if Hill's not open, go to Kelsey. Now he can go to, three or four different guys now. So
Kelsey is so valuable, man. You don't. It's not a bad draft if you pick him in the first round. You are picking a guarantee of touchdowns and yardage. And if you get first round bonuses, you get that too. I mean, the guy is just a monster out there. I mean, so he's the guarantee. The rest, I didn't get any clues about who Mahomes favors besides Kelsey. Kelsey did play in the preseason. And of course, Kelsey was doing his Kelsey stuff, which we are all familiar. And he did it. He played very well and caught a touchdown. It's just, he's just awesome.
Yeah. Plus, he gets to run the ball too. When they're at the goal line, they have little gadget plays for him to run the ball. He's phenomenal. He's a fan. It's cheat code. It's to have the tight end. He's that first round pick. I try to get him, if you get a pick late in the first round, that's instead of grabbing, it depends on who else is there, of course, but, I'm looking at you know, top three receivers, maybe two or three backs, and then Kelce. I mean, that's who I'm shooting for in my draft. But, he's one of a kind. He's a special player.
All right. Moving right along. I guess the next rookie that I see on the list here, Romeo Doubs, or is it Doubs?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Everyone says it different. I thought it was Doubs, but
Doubs. I'll say Doubs because it's easier. I'll go with you. Romeo Doubs, I have him at WR59. This is something we're going to talk about later. Kadarius Toney has WR52. I mean, this total wacko. Well, we'll talk about it later. Anyways, we'll talk about Romeo Doubs now. Christian Watson, I have at WR66-2. New weapons for Aaron Rodgers. Getting pretty near his twilight years. I think we're in his twilight years for Aaron Rodgers.
But you're winning back-to-back MVPs. That's still, it's kind of hard to say that he's, obviously he's not, his skills are not diminishing yet, but the talent around him is, but I don't think he is. I think it's, you know, Watson and Doubs, whatever his name is, you pronounce it, he is. You know, there are interesting weapons to see who flourishes in that offense, and Rodgers will make them better. And you can't count out Alan Lazard either. That's somebody, if I can get him, you know, late in my drafts, I'm shooting for him as well. But he already has a relationship with Rodgers, obviously. So, I grab him as well. But I think Watson has more of the, draft capital pedigree to, you know, hopefully, succeed. But everything you hear now is that Doubs is outplaying every receiver on that. So, take a flyer on him. I don't think you're going to, lose any sleep by taking him, because at that, where he's getting drafted at, you're not going to lose much.
True.
So take a shot, you know.
And Watson, I just saw in the little note here that Watson is off the preseason pup. He's activated.
Yeah, right.
So, that's good to see. So he'll be back out there. So that'll be good. So we finally get to see if they play him. But they might see. I'm going to have to watch that Green Bay game. Also, what do you think of that story about Aaron Rodgers? And that was just some Amazonian drug he took.
He is one interesting guy, but he is. I'm not surprised, because you can't be anything surprised by anything he does. I mean, you know, he's just a different kind of guy. I wouldn't be surprised by any of those kind of stories, you know. But
apparently, it's just like acid, except it only lasts 2 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Or mushrooms or something like that, peyote or whatever it is. Yeah. So, anyways, it's that kind of drug. It's like, they make it into a sort of a stew or something like it. And you drink it, and it sort of makes you ill as well, which is normal.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Because I think peyote does that too. Peyote makes you ill as well. It's all over. Peyote's all over the southern United States. You can walk out there and get, you know, in Texas, I think. New Mexico, I think you can find it out there in the wild if you want to eat, do drugs. You know. Anyways, he likes drugs. So yeah, I don't know. So. The league isn't making a big fuss about it, because it's one of those, first of all, it's not, I think, you have to go to this place, and I don't know, is it in the Amazon, or is it Central America or something like that? You have to go to this place.
I thought it was Amazon, but I could be wrong.
Oh, it could be the Amazon, but anyways, it's down, you know, it's down in the jungles there, wherever it is, and you have to, you know, there's a shaman or something like that, and they do all this stuff, and I don't know. But anyways, he says it's changed his life, and it's sort of made him, I don't know, I always thought he was a kind of generally nice guy, but he's always getting into trouble putting his foot in it.
I think as older as he's getting, the worse, he's getting worse of a teammate, I think, you know. But as long as he produces on Sunday, it doesn't matter, I guess.
Yeah, he's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And he's good to draft, as always. I think he's still good. You know, I would trust him over Tom Brady in that age group. So, I don't even think, actually, Brady isn't even in his age group. He's like,
no,
Brady.
He's way off.
Brady is.
Brady's going to be playing into.
I don't know. But, I mean, take away Brady. I mean, he's among the older guys in the league. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but it's actually, you know, Russell Wilson is sort of kind of, it seems like yesterday when Russell Wilson was in, but he's been in the league. It's been in the league 10 years already.
Yeah.
Where does the time go? I still think of Russell Wilson as a young quarterback, but he isn't. Anyways, let's move on. But I don't really have much to say about these until I get a proper look at Romeo Dubs. But I do know people are kind of excited about him. But I think Alan Lazard is still kind of the guy. And I still don't know what the tight end is going to be. I don't trust that guy, Tonyan. So, or Tonyan. Yeah. I'm supposed to say Tonyan.
Tonyan, yeah. I mean, coming back from injury.
I think it's DeGuerra is actually the guy that you want if you want a Green Bay guy. Anyways, moving on. Wandale Robinson at 63.5 here. Again, this is a guy I haven't seen anything about, so I don't know much about him. Mm.
He's getting a lot of hype.
So, yeah.
I don't know if you could trust him with Daniel Jones, as a quarterback, but hopefully Brian Daboll can go there and work magic with Daniel Jones and get that offense straight because they have weapons in that offense with Robinson and, Tony, which we'll talk about later. Obviously you see what Barkley can, come back, strong, but, they have the weapons surrounding him. It's the question if Wilson can get his head straight and, play some ball. So, we'll see. Yeah. But Robinson's kind of like a gadget kind of guy and he's real small. He's a small player that, quick as hell, but we'll see what he can do.
Now, George Pickens is a guy I did see for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he scored a touchdown from Mason Rudolph.
Yeah,
very good. Yeah, he did. I'm quite impressed with him. Don't know where he actually places. You got Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool. Neither of those guys are moving down the depth chart. So George Pickens, you can draft him as, I don't know, as a hedge for injury, but I don't think, I think anybody who, if Chase Claypool or Deontay Johnson goes down, I think you're better off just running to the waiver wire than holding on to somebody like him. So.
Yeah, we get hard to deny that the way he's looking so far. I know it's preseason. Everyone looks great in preseason, but he looks pretty, unstoppable right now. So, put it, like you said, maybe have him stashed on your bench and he might be the first guy you let go, but I'd be hesitant to do that. I think I would draft him, stash him, see what he can do. And if he doesn't do anything, especially with the quarterback play there, you're not sure what's going to happen with quarterback. But if they have someone that's semi-decent, then the three receivers they have to support, that would be an issue. But I think you have to go, get lucky to see which one does well each week. But he could do well in that. They had Steelers. They always know who to draft the receiver. They have a great track record at drafting receivers. So, and they got a good one there, it looks like right now. So,
yeah, they do. And, I will say this, that Mitch Trubisky's first pass as a Steeler went to him, if I recall correctly. So that was pretty good. Pretty good pass and catch there too. So I got some guys that don't know. This is really getting down here. WR93, John Metchie III. Of Houston, don't know much about him. We'll skip over.
He's not going to play this year.
Is he not?
He's a gentleman that got unfortunately got diagnosed with leukemia, so he's not going to play this year.
All right, so I should have him off the list here.
Yeah,
I will take him. Right, where else are we going here? We got some other names that are way down the list and too far down to make any. So not
right?
too
you
many.
Don't have, where do you have? Where do you have Drake London at?
Oh, yes. You're absolutely right. Drake London. forgot about him.
You got a couple injured guys you're missing, I think. There.
Yeah, all right. You're right. He's likely Drake out London. For the week. He suffered a knee injury, too. Yeah. So he's expected to miss the next week. I've got him at WR41.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Traylon Burks?
Yeah. He's the on Chris Olav. Yeah, they're 42. 40. Yeah. I've got them at 41, 42, 43, all three of those guys.
Garrett Wilson, you got them in here?
Who?
Garrett Wilson. From the
Jets. Oh, yeah, right. 54. I guess I'm just getting lazy from my eyes are just. I've got my glasses on, so. But Chris Olav is a guy, though. I'm glad you mentioned him for the Saints. Saints that looks to be a promising player, especially if Michael Thomas isn't 100%, which, it's just kind of, he's kind of a question. Jarvis Landry's in there now, too. So, I don't mind drafting, Chris Olav in the latter part of your draft. Definitely a guy that, but he only got one target in preseason, apparently, according to the news here. And so he didn't, you know, it wasn't all fireworks with him, but apparently he's got good speed and he's good routes, a good route runner. So we're looking at a guy that, in the ever-changing world of New Orleans now, it just seems like football isn't the same without Drew Brees in there, down there. Right. It really is not. It just is so different now. The Saints will be, I don't know whether they'll ever get a good quarterback like Drew Brees ever was, but even so, the Saints were kind of an offense where it was only Brees and another guy. I mean, now things are starting to branch out a little bit with Kamara, and so things are starting to look a little bit more diverse in the as far as offense. But I mean, it used to be just, you know, Brees and Thomas, but then Kamara came in, and now Brees is gone. So we have to sort of trust.
I wouldn't shy away from grabbing Jameis Winston as my quarterback.
No.
You know what I mean? I mean, if he's fully healthy, I mean, he has a lot of weapons around him. I mean, that. You know, I think he, you know, at least you mentioned like guys, Olave and Landry and Michael Thomas, if he's healthy, Kamara, you got some weapons around you. I mean, he did good. He was playing well until he tore his ACL, was it seventh of the week, I think, of the season. He was playing well. I think they're still going to have, a good offense. I mean, it won't be obviously to the level of years past, but I wouldn't shy away from that offense. I love, I'm a Ohio State geek, so I love Olave and Garrett Wilson, both, but I think they're, guys, I wouldn't mind having as my, fourth receiver, fifth receiver, if I can get him that late. Give him a try and see what they can do. I worry more about Wilson because, he's having issues that, with Zach Wilson, he's hurt now. He's going to miss some weeks. He'll get stuck behind, getting passes from Flacco probably the first 4 or 6 weeks, whatever it is. So I worry about that, but he has the talent that, I think he'll be a very good receiver in the NFL.
Right. As for Drake London, sad about the injury, but a lot of people are touting this guy as he kind of looks like it's not going to be Kyle Pitts after all. It looks like Drake London could be the guy that could be the star receiver. And the funny thing is, that it seems like the Falcons never go long without having a big star receiver, does it?
Right.
And some of them on that team. But anyways, you looking at Drake London, and for that matter, tight ends as well. They've had Hall of Famer tight end.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Gonzalez, yeah.
Gonzalez is the great one there. So the problem is we're still unsure about Mariota, but I won't throw Mariota out. I think he just needs. I don't know. He's been in the same. He's been in the league same length of time as Winston, and I just don't think he fit into the system in Tennessee. And what did he do? He ended up as a backup in Las Vegas, maybe Oakland at the time. I don't know where he's been.
Gadget guy.
Yeah. So yeah, he's kind of a gadgety quarterback, but he was good for the. When Oregon were doing all sorts of crazy stuff,
Right.
But he's a very coachable player, and I think that's one thing. He's very liked by coaches because he listens to coaches. He does. Maybe he's a bit too obedient to coaches. He is. He's your church altar boy. Football player, he really is. He's he had a little bit more, give himself a bit of an edge to himself. But I heard things like, he used to like make his bed at the hotel. He was like that. He's kind of like,
oh boy,
he was. He did. It was kind of a surprise, that's what the maid comes in, the bed's all made. He's one of those guys. He's just sweet fellow. But anyway.
Yeah.
That pretty much wraps up. Treylon Burks. I have him at 42, and I don't know why. The news has been, according to, just looking at a quick card here off of Fantasy Pros, because I'm still catching up with things. I feel like I'm really late to the game, but working through some learning curves. I'll have to put him down. I don't like that.
Right.
Learning curves is... So. Learning curves put some, I don't know, I had him ahead of Woods. What am I thinking? Anyways.
Yeah, he came to camp overweight and, Yeah, he was out of shape, so he was kind of, obviously that's, you should be frowned upon. You know what you're getting into, and he's still recovering from that, So hopefully we'll see him thrive. I mean, he's going to be the only guy, well, him and Woods will be the guys that Tannehill have a chance to throw to, so we'll see what, they won't throw much, so the volume won't be there, but let's see what he can produce there.
Hey, the only, okay, moving on to tight ends, I think we'll move on quickly. Well, we won't have much time to talk about our draft last week. Not that you people want to listen to somebody else's draft, it's going to be the most boring. It's like what listening to paint dry, but we want to talk about it just a little bit. We want to, especially when we want to talk about this trade. I think maybe that's something we can talk about. Maybe talk about our draft and our league in little bits so that we don't bore the snot out of everybody. Right. Yeah, anyways, I have at TE24. That's my first rookie tight end. Cade Cotton. I remember reading about this guy, and I've completely forgotten everything. All right, now I remember. Cade Cotton, favored to replace Rob Gronkowski. This must be ages ago. It's 7 weeks ago. Yeah. Right. It's terrible. Yeah, I remember reading about this guy, and I completely forgot totally about Cade Cotton with Tampa Bay. I have him at TE24. You're not drafting. No. You're not drafting tight ends that are that deep. I mean, most leagues, you need just one. Well, you can draft a second tight end, but a lot of people only draft one, so you can get probably two tight ends if you want them. But I will say this. Can I just mention this guy isn't a rookie, but he's, well, I guess you could call him a rookie for the Seahawks because he's never played for another team before. And that's Noah Fant. I thought Noah Fant looked good.
Yeah, he has talent. A lot of talent. He's just very inconsistent, and he gets hurt. So you're looking at draft tight end early and you get someone late. He's the guy to take a dart throw on to see if he can finally, come through in the season.
But yeah, Noah Fant.
He has the talent. Yeah.
So he's a good bye week fill there for you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. Going, back to, Kid Otten. I think, when he got drafted, I think he was, looked upon as someone that could be a surprise player. But now with, Buck signing Kyle Rudolph and, you still got Kamer and Bright there. I don't think Otten's going to do much there, in Tampa Bay. But, he's someone I'm not going to touch. There's only a couple of tight ends I'm able to consider of this group, at least for redraft purposes. One guy that stands out to me is, Daniel Bellinger from, the Giants.
Okay.
He is someone that's looks like he's probably going to start there. That's the juice going around now. I'm the only competition right now Ricky Seals Jones, and he's not, he's a journeyman at best. So, Bellinger's been looking very good, and he had a rapport out with Daniel Jones, in camp. So, he's somebody I would take a shot on late in my draft if you want to.
I don't even have Bellinger in my list.
Oh, my. Well, there you go. Put him in there, and you can search him like you did for Pacheco, and you can get him on there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always, see, this is how I get good at fantasy football, by listening to Dennis.
Yeah, I guess.
I've always been an in-season guy, even though I came in sixth somehow last season for Fantasy Pros draft. Excuse me. Yeah. So, maybe I need a sip of water. Right. So, we have used up another, we're almost finished an hour. Can you believe it? An hour has passed already.
Wow.
We've talked about a lot. Yeah, we yap a lot about football, but we like football.
Yeah.
So, let's talk. Okay, Dennis, it's time to talk about, our league and want to know what you people, if you care to comment on us. Now, our league allowed a pre, I don't think you should be able to trade until after week one, but that's me. I mean, because nobody's watching what's going on in your league, and it's kind of like, this league, it's free. We don't have to pay anything. So it's kind of just, but still, okay, everybody, what do you think of this trade? Romeo Doubs and James Cook, the rookie running back for the Bills, for Kadarius Toney. Right. Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah. Shocked and bad. No, it's a terrible, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it, Dennis. I just don't like it. I think that's just the guy trading Doubs and Cook is getting, let me put it this way because people might listen to this podcast.
I mean, I like what you have to say there.
But I want to be, yeah, I got to keep it PG, but let's just say this it's a ripoff.
Yeah, I agree.
It is a clear win for James Witt. John Witt. Yeah, John Witt. I don't know. Everyone seems to be on board with it. I think Joe says reading the rules is important sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
So how do you think you did in your draft?
How did I think I did in my draft? Oh, yeah. I'm glad you asked that. I've got my draft here. How did I do? I took, let me see. What did I take? I got Joe Mixon, CeeDee Lamb, George Kittle. Those are my first three. What are your first three?
I took Cooper Kupp, Mark Andrews, and Leonard Fournette.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was kind of, looking back, I wish I would have went, instead of Andrews, I was debating going Javonte Williams instead, but then, that timeshare thing kind of threw me off. But when I get to advantage it with Andrews, with that at the tight end position. But then on top of that, when it got back to me and it came to Fournette, I was going to actually take Kyle Pitts. But he was sniped right before me by Dylan. He took him at the pick before me. So I was actually going to take Kyle Pitts, put him as my flex player. And, it's not tight end premium, but I love Pitts. So, have those two stud tight ends and take away from everybody else, have them stud tight end, kind of like take it as advantage there. But I wanted to go running back because I didn't want to get the running back group was getting very slim there. So I went the best available. I'm not really a huge fan of Fournette, but I think he'll get the ball up to me. So I went with Fournette.
Yeah, I don't like junk. I don't like junk tight ends either. That's why I had Kittle. So I'm like you. I had to have there's a lot of guys who didn't. I think there's only in the third. Yeah, all the big four went in the third round. Kelce, Andrews, Pitts, and me, Kittle.
Right.
The big four went there, and Waller went in the fourth, and then you don't see any for about three rounds. But the problem with taking a tight end, but they're so valuable. If you've got a good tight end, it's hard to resist it.
Right.
Because they add so much. The thing I question you though is you got Lamar. You took Lamar in the fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to go with, I was seeing the quarterbacks getting taken, and I was debating who to take there. And I'm like, well, Jackson and Andrews combo was great. I know it was last year, but they were great last year. They should be good this year. And the players after that, I wasn't really keen on. I mean, I could have took another receiver. I don't want Metcalf. I don't want Jalen Waddle. I think he'll do too much of a timeshare there in Miami. And I don't trust two of that much. Brandon Cooks, I could have took him, but then I ended up taking him anyways the next pick I got. Mm. So I don't know. I debated a lot of who to take there. I was actually going to take Mike Williams, but he got picked before me. Deontay Johnson picked right before me. With the people, the one player that I wanted to get.
What about a running back? Was there another?
There's one running back I wanted to get there. I was hoping you'd come back to me when I got back to me in that same. I was got picked fourth, so I was back on the turn. I wanted AJ Dillon there.
You got sniped.
Again, he'd sniped me twice that draft. And I should have just took him there, and then maybe Jackson would have fell back to me anyways. But
probably.
I took the shot. I took the shot, and I missed. But having Fournette and Dillon would have been a nice little backfield to have. And I still could have got. Maybe I still would have got Jackson there. Who knows? But we'll never know. But,
Do I like my first four or do I like your first four? Let me see. I got Joe Mixon, CeeDee Lamb, George Kittle, and David Montgomery.
Yeah, I'm not a Montgomery fan. So, I actually you were saying earlier, we're talking about Khalil Herbert.
Yeah, my reasoning exactly for picking up Khalil Herbert, which I did in this draft, I made a point of that. Because I'm sort of to hedge that a little bit, but I wanted to get a running back that was, near the top because I just did. So what did I end up with? My first quarterback was Dak Prescott. I took him in round 7. I think that's pretty good. I don't do bad. I'm happy with Prescott. Prescott's not bad.
So I'm looking at, your options that when you were picking, you could have took, you know, I don't know, I'd say it's 2020, of course, but, you know, I would rather have Breece Hall than Dave Montgomery.
Really? I don't. He's the Jets, though. Jets don't score.
I think, yeah, he's so dynamic. I think he has big play potential. I'd rather have him than go after Montgomery's more of like a plotter kind of running back who, you know, like I was saying earlier, I think Herbert's actually a better back, at least for fantasy purposes, you know. I'd rather have Herbert over Montgomery. But yeah, if I would, you know, maybe, you know, it's easy for me to say because it's not my team. You know, I made a lot of mistakes in my draft, but I think I would have went Breece Hall with that.
Interesting. And yeah. we both in the subsequent rounds after the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth, we took wide receivers. I'm quite happy with Darnell Mooney and Rashad Bateman. I like that.
No, I would be too. I love that. Absolutely. Those two guys I want to get in most of my drafts. But
and you got Cooks and Cooper. That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Cooper. I mean, you never know because of situation with, you know, Watson, if he's playing, when he's going to play this year. And, you know, Brissett is, you know, he's journeyman for a reason. Yeah, whether the Browns go after Jimmy G is another question. I think it all matters on what happens, how long Watson's going to be gone for. I mean, if he's gone for more than double-digit games, maybe they go after Jimmy G. But, I mean, who knows? I don't think they will, but you never know what they're capable of doing. But I wanted to get another receiver there. I thought about Gabriel Davis there, but actually no, I couldn't have took him as I'm going the opposite way. Yeah, I only could pick was I wouldn't take Christian Kirk. Thielen's on the outs. Renfro I wouldn't touch. So I mean, I guess Cooper was the best guy in my board that I would pick. But
oh, you got Sky Moore. That's yeah, Clyde Edwards though. Come on, man.
I know. I need another running back. So I went if he does come through, then I look like the smartest man in the room. If he doesn't, then I'm a dumbass for taking, I guess.
Oh!
I took a check.
I've got Tony Pollard. Oh, I've got Pollard and Madison. Woo-hoo-hoo, yes. I drafted them, eh? Oh, I'm happy. I forgot. Yeah, I drafted those guys. Oh.
Yeah, very good.
Nice. Good one. I looked at it. Was that me? It is me. I drafted them. Good. And cool.
I like your late round picks are, I think, were phenomenal. I love, you know, obviously taking Pollard, Madison, James Robinson, even Herbert, Joshua Palmer. I love him. And you're getting Fields, you know, at the last pick of your draft. I mean, a lot of people, you know, try not to take a backup quarterback, but, if you could stash someone like that who could explode this year, I mean, you got a golden ticket for someone, you know, that, if one of those quarterbacks get hurt or they just have a bad year, they need a quarterback badly enough, they'll trade you the mint to get them, you know? So, yeah, I don't mind having that.
Yeah, Fields is a running quarterback. Who else? Do you have a backup? You don't.
No,
you just which is okay. It's okay. Let me see who else I like here that you – rather than – I don't want to criticize. I want to talk about guys you like. Sky Moore I like. Clyde Edwards I don't. Devin Singletary, so.
Yeah.
Watson, I'm okay with. I wanted him. Julio, good one.
Yeah, took a shot with that one.
There's some gas in the tank there.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope he does too.
Hamler is a wild card. You could get a win with him. Not crazy on Bourne as your last pick, but at the end of the draft, what is there to pick really?
Yeah, right.
Paris Campbell, you know, struggled to stay healthy. Maybe this year he'll stay healthy and be on the field. Not too bad. I mean, you got Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
He's good. And Mark Andrews. I really like. I had Mark Andrews last year, and I just loved it.
Absolutely. He was phenomenal. Man.
He's awesome. Phenomenal. And you got him in the second round. Nice one. You know, Eddie took Kelsey, which is – I'm okay with Kittle. Kittle's all right. Kittle was number one. He could be even number one again.
Yeah, just you gotta worry about what Trey Lance is gonna do or not do. You know, that's the only thing you gotta worry about with him. I mean, but plus, you know, Kittle, you know, the one thing I always shy away from Kittle is because he's such a great blocker that they don't, I mean, he catches a lot of balls, obviously, but I think he has the potential to do a lot more, but because he blocks so well, they keep him in line to block. And that's why the running game's really very successful there. Despite Shanahan being a, you know, a run scheme genius, but, Kittle's such a great blocker that he could catch a lot more balls there, I think, if he was, if he was like a Kelsey kind of type. You know, he could be a Kelsey if he was doing that much run blocking. You know, he could produce like that. He has the skill set to do so, but his run blocking is, you know, top notch. Probably the best blocking tight end in the league.
But well, he is a great pass catcher. You seen some of the catches he makes?
Oh, I know, but he doesn't get enough. He doesn't get enough opportunities, though.
Yeah, I suppose he's more of a favorite with Garoppolo, like you say. Guess we've got to see where Trey Lance goes with the ball now. So
right.
Yeah. So
like I said, I'm looking at your back end of your draft. I love your back end of draft. Your end of the draft is not very good. I don't like only one pick. I don't like the back. Your last picks, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
You know why I like Jonah? I think he's a good player, but he needs. The problem with him is just consistency, and the problem is he'll get consistency only if. Yeah, you're right. That's not a good pick because you've got to. I can't. I'm having a hard time justifying because, well, it's just that if Watson doesn't get a year suspension, like it all depends because Watson could give Peoples-Jones that consistency.
Oh, true. He's a great deep ball thrower. So, and yeah, you know, Donovan, he's a good, deep play guy. So, like a match made in heaven there, you know. Between him and Cooper, I mean, they could have a field day, especially that running game, succeeding. People are going to, play up and they're just going to throw over the top of them. It's kind of a match made in heaven that way. And Brissett doesn't have that. He's not a deep thrower. So, it depends on how long he's going to be out for. But we'll see. He has the ability to make a lot of splash plays, but to figure out when those are going to happen is, it's like, throwing just a dart throw. That's all it is.
Yeah. Same with Terrace Marshall. I have to say I don't know why you like him, but.
No, I think he's okay. I mean, I think he didn't play well last year. And I think he was hurt like in preseason. Then he had a hard time recovering from that. To start to see he feels behind behind the eight ball at the beginning of the year.
Darnold. He really
came back, and Darnold doesn't help.
And Cam Newton. Cam Newton. Where is Cam Newton now?
Nowhere. I think no one signed him.
No one signed him, yeah, I didn't
think. Yeah. But then, now you got Baker. Baker should be better for him, but, Baker likes to focus on spinning the ball around too much sometimes and doesn't, he hates forcing the ball, which, sometimes you have to throw the needle a little bit. He doesn't do that. I like to see what DJ Moore can do with a better quarterback because Moore has a lot of talent, but. When the Panthers signed Rashad Higgins, they may be a little worried about Marshall because, Mayfield and Higgins have a relationship that goes back to their first, when Mayfield was a rookie.
Right.
And all I did was practice all before games, all preseason stuff. So that's why he catches a lot of passes when they play. He's the playmaker. He plays well with Mayfield, but he doesn't play with anybody else. So, but we'll see. But Marshall has talents. You gotta get it out of him, But yeah, I guess maybe Marshall wasn't a great pick there, but
no.
He has opportunity.
Yeah, I mean,
who else would you take remaining though? If you look at it, I mean, Boston Scott, no. What I mean? It's like Jeff Wilson, no.
Let me see who's left on the board here. Who's been left on the board here?
I know, that's what I'm looking. Drafted after that pick.
Let's see, Chris Evans maybe. I would rather have it Samaje Perine maybe if the. Samaje Perine with the Bengals?
Yeah, him or I think Chris Evans is ahead of him in the Dutch though. All right. So the backup to mix.
And Jefferson, Tim Patrick, of course, is on IR. Corey Davis, no. LaVisca Chenault, old favorite there, as we talked about him. Jalen Guyton. Yeah. Jalen Guyton.
Yeah, maybe.
Jalen Guyton. Tight ends. Oh, Tyler Higbee. Noah Fant.
There you go. So you could add your guy.
Yeah, I could. I wonder if I can do that. I mean, you can trade. So. Why, if you can trade, why can't I just get a guy? I can't pick him up. Pick him up and drop Peoples-Jones. You've kind of got me thinking. I picked the real dog there. I should look at the flex because this kind of tells you. Yeah, the flex. I don't like the way they rank players on Sleeper. But anyway, that's just me.
I'm not sure how they get. I know they do it by ADP, but how many drafts people do on Sleeper? I mean, it's pretty good. Numbers are kind of skewed, but you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, a lot of tight ends, though, I had, and I think the first one's Van Jefferson. Van Jefferson, questionable. What's his problem going on?
Yeah, he had injured his knee. He's going to be out for We have a chance, I guess, to play the first week, but I don't think they're going to push it. You know,
right. Andrew, remember, folks, don't trust September. Never trust September.
That's right. You learn it the hard way.
All right. So that about wraps it up. And so next week we'll go into sleepers and busts, I guess. And cool. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Sleepers and busts. You got your FOMO players. What does FOMO players stand for? What's that stand
for? Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out, yeah. Players. A.G. Dillon.
Yeah.
Darryl Mooney. All right. Oh, yeah. We want Mooney. Yeah, Mooney's a hot property right now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it feels, continues to progress. Like Mooney could be a stud.
Yep. So, anyways, we'll talk about our sleepers and busts next time on the Fantasy Edge. Thank you for joining us. Dennis, we'll come back next week and probably have a little bit more better evaluations of things after the second week of preseason. Because I think...
I look forward to it.
Because the second week of preseason is now sort of like, I don't know if there's... I don't think there's dress rehearsals anymore. I think it's... No. I think they've all just made it a mixed bag. But I know, some do, some don't. I don't know. But it's September is the real thing. Anyways, thank you for joining us on the Fantasy Edge. And we will see you next week, next Tuesday. We record on Monday and then we post this on the Tuesday, so you can watch all that, listen to that. I don't working on an idea for putting things on YouTube without, you know, just having people sitting talking into microphones. Wait, you might as well listen, right? Anyway, we'll see you next week, folks. Fantasy Edge, take care.